Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I have had a few different gigs in my time, but on the line now is a fella who has really tried a few different things. Glyn Wise has been a lifeguard, a Calvin Klein model, a teacher, a radio presenter. He even tried politics and he nearly won Big Brother 7 back in 2006 when he was only 17. Glyn Wise is on the line. Hi, Glyn. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you? I've been really excited to talk to you, actually.
Oh, well, I'm very excited to talk to you. Where are you at the moment?
So basically, I'm in Camden in London. I actually live next door to Amy Winehouse and next door to the Irish Centre here in London. But do you want to know something? Living here, though, I'm in a vicarage at the moment. Next door to Amy Winehouse, every Saturday night, we get drunks shouting their heads off, shouting Back to Black every night. And I'm like, I've got church in the morning. Come on.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned there you're in a vicarage. So so this is the new move for you. You want to be a priest?
Yeah, it sounds bizarre. I haven't just come over overnight. You know what I mean? Like, so I've always been a Christian. Like, obviously, when I was a kid, I was baptized, went to Sunday school. And then I even prayed my way into Big Brother, believe it or not.
Apparently, you prayed your way into Big Brother. You prayed while you're on Big Brother when people were getting up to all sorts under the sheets. I read that you used to pray, have little sneaky prayers.
Yeah, because the weird thing, even though I was 18, I was young, and being in Big Brother, you know, the cameras are always on you and you kind of want to give a good impression. And for some reason, I'm gutted that I'm actually saying this now. I was a bit, I didn't want people to know that I was a Christian.
A little bit ashamed?
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Or fearful of what they would think? Self-conscious?
Like
self-conscious, yeah?
Yeah.
When did you lose that? When did that go away?
So I used to do it under the cover just so, so I could have time for myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to talk to God, just to say, please look after my family, because half of the stuff that I got up to was very cringeworthy. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, like when I drank too much and I threw up all over the house, like I knew my mum had to go to church the next day, you know?
So is that where it came from, your parents and your family, your strong Christian faith?
No, to be honest, like I've always, well, my faith has always been there, but it wasn't until I moved to China. So I went to live in Southeast Asia for like 4 years. And I'll tell you what, Christianity is growing on a massive scale in Asia. Like, imagine the golden days of church. That's what's happening in Asia right now. Like there's hundreds of people wanting to go to church. There's not an empty seat. And people are waiting outside for the next service. And I was like, so I started going there. And I was like, every word that was said in the services, I felt like it was done directly to me, and it was just an amazing feeling. So even though I'd been to the Christian Union and when I was at university and stuff, it was more like I was a Christian more on a weekend, you know, on a Sunday, and then I'd go crazy from Monday to Friday. But then when I was in China, I thought, I need to start taking this seriously now, because there's something in this.
Okay, so is that when you realized you wanted to be a priest?
Yeah, really. You know, like, I kind of felt like, as you were saying, like, I feel like it's a jigsaw puzzle coming together. When you're in Big Brother, you're stuck in a house with a plethora of personalities. So I learned how to deal with them then. When I became a teacher, I learned how to be in front of a class and how to keep people interested. So you have to make sure that they learn something, but they're also having fun. And then being on a radio presenter, helped me with public speaking. So I feel like everything's coming together to help me to become a priest, really.
Now, you said you're in a vicarage. Can I ask you a really stupid question? So you're going to be a vicar?
We're in a vicarage, yeah. So personally, so first of all, we're training as PAs. So we're shadowing the priests. Imagine lower down the scale, lower down the ladder, and at the bottom, that's where I am at the moment.
How long will it take you to get up that ladder?
3 years.
Not
but I'm
bad.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going back to university. You know, I'm 34 and I'm starting theology for life.
Good on
and
you.
I'm really enjoying it. There's something about, like, climbing that ladder. I can imagine if you went up Everest, I can imagine the climb is better than actually getting to the top. And that's where I am.
Glenn, being a vicar, vicars, as we know, can get married and have a relationship. Was that important to you, or do you think about that, or...?
Well, I always feel like my life is predestined. So if it happens, it happens. If it not, it doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm really just content and happy in the present right now. So if it happens, it happens. It doesn't really matter to me, to be honest.
And what is life like in the vicarage? What's your day-to-day life like?
It's a bit mad. So basically, we help out with the homeless shelter. So basically, the homeless people get a month to live in accommodation in a hotel, and we help them out. So we go there, and then for the whole month, we try to set them up, actually, so make them have good CVs, get them into the world of work, try and get them further accommodation afterwards. And we also help with the sex workers at night time. So, but they have to come to church as well. So, but sometimes the girls, all they want is a lighter from me. And I'm like, did you get anything from the sermon? And I'm like, and they're like, no, but
wow.
I think we're trying.
Wow, so you're doing a lot of good work. Can I just ask you about your time in Big Brother? Because that's a lot to take on as an 18-year-old. You know, you're in this house with huge personalities. What was that like? Did you cope with that well?
I honestly felt like imagine there was 14 of us in there. Imagine if they wanted a 14th housemate. That's what I felt like I was. If I'm honest with you, because when I got in there, there was like massive personalities. You had from, you know, somebody that I walked in there and one was dressed as a cowboy from Brokeback Mountain. There was a porn star there with the biggest breasts in Britain. There was Nikki Graham, who was just a star in her own right. You had Pete Bennett, who had Tourette's. And I was like, why on earth did the producers pick me? And I was a bit like, I was shocked because I remember the psychiatrist coming in to see me prior for us all going into Big Brother. And he said, you're the last person I need to see. And I was thinking, well, what does that say about everybody else?
Yeah. What inspired you to do it?
The weird thing was, I remember being in my great aunt's funeral and she lived in Snowdonia. And she'd been a nurse during the war. She'd had one child. She'd been to church, and she'd passed away in that village. And I was like, she hadn't gone traveling. She hadn't done much. And you know when you listen to the obituary, and I know this sounds horrible, but I really felt like, is that it? Is that all you've done?
So
when I was in the church, there was a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, and they said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. And I was like, right, I'm going to ask God, get me into Big Brother, please. Change my life around. And that's what happened. You know, so the prayer really helped.
That's amazing. Wow. You've some powerful prayers.
Yeah, I know that there is something amazing in prayer, I must admit. And from Big Brother then, it was like a whirlwind.
Mm.
You know, like, so I was so used to working for £5.50 an hour. I was still in school and I was, just a lifeguard. Then all of a sudden then, you come out of Big Brother, everybody knew your name. I was walking down the red carpet with Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, and then I went to a party with Nicole Kidman. Bearing in mind, I'm from a little village where there's hardly anybody there. It's like living where the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings.
What's Nicole Kidman like?
She was actually quite nice. She's actually really shy and quiet, but nice to just be in her company. And I don't know, it was just like living in a tornado where you don't know where you're going to be thrown off, you know?
Will you miss that life? I mean, I'm sure there's certain things that are frowned upon when you become a priest. What will you miss the most is what I'm trying to ask you.
Do you want to know something? Even though I'm gonna say it here about like, even though they want me to be on placement and I'm behave in a certain manner, I still feel like I'll still be myself in my own way. So I'm gonna try and become myself, but of course, follow the rules of the church. But my main aim is just to grow the church, making a place where it's the doors are open, people can come in, and it's there for everyone, you know, and to try and spread the good word in the same way as the disciples did after Jesus was crucified, of course.
You have 3 years. 3 years of training.
Yeah.
And then you'll be there.
And then you're more than welcome to come to my church.
Are you going to have a massive party? What's the plan now? What happens when you become a priest? There's obviously a ceremony of some sort.
Yeah, so the bishop then will put his hands on top of you, make sure that you're ordained. So you can't say that you're a priest until that actually happens. But once that happens, your life begins, really. And then hopefully you'll be given a church or a parish to look after. But I can imagine my life will be very similar to the Vicar of Dibley and Father Ted, you know. I can just tell you now that things are going to go wrong.
Well, you sound like a Father Trendy, and, you know, the church needs some good PR, and I think you're doing it at the moment, so fair play to you. I mean, you had me when you said the vicarage was next door to where Amy Winehouse used to live. So on that note, I think we're going to have to play a bit of Amy Winehouse in your honour. Wish you the very, very best of luck. And Glenn, hopefully we'll chat to you again soon. Best of luck with everything, okay?
I would love to.
Thanks, Glenn. Bye. There we go. That is Glenn Wise. What a mental story. That CV, he's done absolutely everything. Can you beat that CV? Have you ever thought about going into the priesthood? If it was, you know, I'd fancy going into the vicarage next to Amy Winehouse's gaff because I'm a massive fan. 3 years, that's all it takes. I thought it'd be longer than that. Anyway, very interesting, lads.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.